Hello, folks. My name is Michael Cox, and welcome to the Heartwork Podcast. Today, we're going to talk about disrespect. Or respect, specifically looking at disrespect. Is it a mirror of how we've maybe conditioned our kids or our relationships? Or is it the personality of the individual? It could be how individuals have learned how to handle things or how we've taught them how to handle things. It really kind of depends. You know that old adage, we teach people how to treat us? And so we're going to look at that today. I think when it comes to individuals, maybe particularly our kids, and we talk about disrespect, it could be their personality. And if it's their personality, we might see the next CEO or we might be developing the next bully. Either one, is there really a difference? But let's talk about it. Let's get into it about what it looks like to understand what being disrespectful is. Let's specifically start with a story about my boys in particular. I've got three boys. You've heard me talk about our three boys. And there's a tradition that we used to have. Notice the word used to have. We used to wrestle every night after dinner. It just kind of seemed how we worked off the calories, I guess. We'd get in the living room and we would just go at it in wrestling. And I can remember doing this since they were little. Well, I don't know, a number of years ago, not exactly how many years ago, but our oldest, Josiah, we were all together wrestling, me and the other three boys, and our oldest were wrestling. And I don't know if I had the other two pinned. He got loose. I don't know exactly what happened. But Josiah had stood behind me. And next thing I know, I had gotten walloped in the chin by my son. Now, I'm just as human as anybody. When he hit me in the chin, I tell you, we had to stop. The wrestling was over because what I wanted to do was hit him back. Like, just to be completely honest, it was time. It was on. He had just hit me in the chin and my instinct said, get after it. Well, of course, I'm the adult. I'm the father in this situation. I didn't do that. He probably didn't even do it on purpose. I don't know exactly what was happening because he was behind me. But what I do know is that dude hit me. And that's when I began to realize, hey, you know what? There's something about these boys and they're beginning to smell themselves. More particularly, what does that mean? They're getting to understand who they are, what they're about. They're growing up. All of those things are happening within our boys at this time. And so we realized a nightly tradition that was going on for our family was starting to change because at some point my child had hit me. And many might see that he has disrespected me or he was just caught in the moment. I don't know. I don't know exactly which one it is. But what I do know is when things happen between me and my boys, me and my wife, me and other people, and I feel disrespected, I want to react. I want to do something about that. And to be completely honest, we've got to allow ourselves to really evaluate what's going on. So let's just define it. Let's define what respect really is. So when I looked up the definition of respect, I had to really start having this question with, is it something that's earned? Is it something that's just freely given? What does it look like? So the definition of respect, according to a good old Webster's Dictionary or Google, it says the definition of respect is a feeling of deep admiration for someone or something elicited by their abilities, qualities, or achievement. Let me read that again. Definition of respect, a feeling of deep admiration for someone or something, get this, is key, elicited by their abilities, qualities, or achievements. Now, I hear it often. Oftentimes, I hear it in men, but it happens in women as well. I oftentimes will hear they disrespected me. Or if I'm working with someone and I'm trying to identify what's going on internally in a relationship or in parenting or something's going on, I oftentimes hear someone say, I feel disrespected. Now, if we wanted to get into the weeds, technically, disrespected or respected isn't a feeling. It is something that, as you saw in the definition, is something that's given as a result to the individual, right? And there seems to be something out there where it comes to we demand respect before we've earned it. We seem to demand respect instead of maybe commanding that respect. And so whether it's in a romantic relationship, parenting, professionally, any of those things, feeling disrespected can lead to some sort of wild dysregulation. And so you may react a certain way to try to regain that respect. So if we go back to the definition, someone offering us respect is in a result of how we have been treated, how they've been treated, how we engage in relationship. More importantly, they're giving us a response to something that they've experienced about our abilities, our capabilities, our character, all of those things. So it really does start with us, if you think about it. Respect starts with us, but yet sometimes we step into it as something that we are entitled to or that we're supposed to have, as opposed to maybe it is something that's earned. And so we can react by fighting. I mean, there's been those extremes where you think about when I was a kid, that was the thing. Don't disrespect me. Don't look at me that way. And I remember thinking very particularly when I was young about something about when we grew up in Hobbs. I don't know if Hobbs, New Mexico was just it, but people looking at you, mean mugging you was a word we used to use. And we saw that as disrespect. And so we had to try to go and earn our respect back, and it would be in fights. Or it might lead to arguments. It may lead to shutting down. You name it. There are many different things that can happen as a result of feeling disrespected. I can think of when it comes to my kids, when it comes to being a parent, oftentimes I want to punish disrespect. Now, given there are times where I do believe our boys have acted disrespectfully. I believe there are times where, based upon who they are, what they've done, what they're feeling, what they ate or didn't eat that day, they can choose to be disrespectful. And so we'll hit that in just a moment. However, I think more things happen in our dysregulation that's happening in us that we act and try to demand respect, but maybe we haven't exemplified it. Maybe we haven't embodied it, but yet we're trying to demand it. And that can be in parenting. It can be in intimate relationships. And if someone isn't respecting us or disrespecting us, it can lead to neglect. It can lead to arguments. It can lead to abuse. It can peak to a level of divorce and separation when reality is, are we really embodying the characteristics of respect? Therefore, someone is giving back to us what we're embodying. Now, you just may flat out get or fire someone when it comes to a job and someone's being disrespectful. That makes sense, and that's probably appropriate. Maybe even as a parent, I am at a good place, I'm at a healthy place, and my kids are acting disrespectfully. I can still discipline, I can still give direction, I can still guide them in a healthy place around what does respect look like, but it's completely different if I am reacting to them, if I'm reacting to them and expecting respect, but maybe I haven't displayed or embodied the foundation to truth, what it said about respecting, about being respectful, excuse me. So the foundation of the work that I do on a daily basis as a therapist and the work I do with coaching parents and couples is based in two very basic things. And you've heard me speak about this, but I'm gonna come back and we'll hit more on this as we continue in our work together. Those two basic things, number one is to be loved. How we're loved shapes our identity, knowing who we are. So from the very beginning of us ever coming into this world, we are deserved to be loved. How we're loved begins to show how we show up in this world, and it helps us know who we are. The second thing that we need is trustworthiness. It's a sense of knowing that we are safe to engage and connect, to be free to explore who we are in this world. And that is a very basic need. We need to be safe in relationship. So when the who we are is challenged, it's quite natural to either go after the challenger, right? So if someone comes at me and my identity is challenged, it makes sense that I'm probably going to react, right? And I'm probably going to try to fight back. Or it's their fault and something's wrong with them, or we turn the focus into ourselves. Now, I know for me personally, that's where I land. When I feel some sort of way that my identity, who I am, what I'm about, disrespected, is being challenged, I immediately turn inward and start thinking about, what did I do wrong? If I bark back at my boys, I begin thinking, what did I do wrong as a dad? I wasn't measuring up, any of those things. And I suddenly turn inward. Well, then what I want to do with it to try to maintain some level of security in the relationship is I try to come back and try to control it. And sometimes that control is demanding something that maybe I haven't earned or demanding something that maybe isn't even within my child or someone else to do. If we feel this sense of insecurity in this engagement with other people, what we try to do is try to gain back that control. If we feel that someone is disrespecting us, we do our very best, to try to come back and regain this sense of control. Or we try to run away from it. We're going to say, you know what? This isn't cool. This isn't safe. I'm just going to get out of Dodge. But what does that have to do with respect? Like when we think about how we react, how we engage in different areas, how does this connect to respect? From my perspective, it seems that we step into relationships with a sense of entitlement, and to be entitled to be respected. I think there's maybe there's something, a place for us to step back a little bit and think about, hey, there's just this common understanding. Maybe this is societal norms that we should just respect each other. And I 100% agree with that. Like, I think just the basic sense that we're all human and offer this sense of respect is good. But what I think I see happen and what I'm trying to get at today is that no matter what the relationship is, whether it's a parent relationship, whether it is an intimate relationship, maybe it's a professional relationship, if we go back to the definition of respect, it is what someone else offers based upon what we have given about who we are. And so it's a response. And I think there's two things that happen in that. One thing that happens is it's based upon the individual and their ability to give back to who you are, right? So if I'm working with my boys, and I'll tell you some stories in just a moment, if I'm working with my boys, a lot of it depends on what mood they're in. Again, it depends on what just happened in their life. It depends on what's most important at that prefrontal cortex that's still trying to develop right now. And depends on what they're going to give back. And sometimes that comes back as disrespect. At the same time, I am responsible for what's going on in me at that moment and how am I approaching and how am I engaging with them. It does appear at times that we think that respect isn't earned, it's just given. Like there's this expectation that no matter where we are and where it is, we are just supposed to be given respect. And the unfortunate part about that is oftentimes individuals may not know us. Maybe there's things going on within them. Or let's step back a little bit and think maybe, just maybe, we haven't embodied within ourselves what it is to be respectful. And be able to think about before I engage, before I do something, what's happening within myself. Now, what's an example of that? Let's think about me and I think about our middle son. I think about a recent incident that happened between me and our middle son, Joseph. Back about 6 months to a year ago, not too long after I had surgery, he had gone somewhere with a friend and came back home. Well, he wasn't answering his phone. So he said he's going to be back at a certain time. They weren't back at that time. And I got on the text message and was saying, hey, where are you? What's your time of arrival? And he didn't respond. Immediately inside of me, what went off is this is being disrespectful. What this dude know? He know what he's supposed to do. We've told him, you've got a phone. When you get this phone, if you hear from us, you are to respond. So automatically that thought of disrespect has come up. And that was also coupled with a sense of fear. So when he gets home, I ask him, I said, hey, where were you? What's going on? Why didn't you answer my text? And he goes, well, I thought you had life. Isn't that what Life 360 is for? Now, it just is as holy as I try to be, and I'm a therapist, all those different things. There's still this sense in me like, wait, dude, hold on. Let's watch your tone. What's going on? You don't respond that way. You don't respond to dad that way. When I text you, you respond. And if your mom or I call you or text you at any point, you are to respond. Now, let's think about it. Where am I coming from? Is in that moment, Joseph was with a trusted friend of his and his mother. Someone that we knew, someone that we respected, someone that we knew has his best interest at heart. And so therefore we knew that where he wasn't in some sort of trouble or out doing something he wasn't supposed to be. But yet at the same time, in the midst of this interaction with him, as he came into the house and his response to me felt very disrespectful. And to be honest with you, it was. But at the core of what I'm talking about is that level of respect was coming from, or a demand of respect was coming from a place of my own fears. Is wondering what happened with my son. Where is he? Is something going on? And then particularly, it was a reaction to his statement. Now, respect says, I think if we look at that definition, is I am able to get grounded in one, knowing who I am and saying, hey, I am very capable father. I'm very capable of communicating and I'm very capable of administrating whatever discipline is needed. But what happened in that moment is I think I created this sense of fear in my son. I think I created this sense of a wall that wasn't able to penetrate because he looked scared. Where in a moment where he shouldn't be afraid of me and afraid to communicate, but being able to engage. And so he's going to have a reaction based upon how I'm engaging him as a father. And so if I kept in that moment to kept at him and kept demanding certain things from him, who knows where that would have gone. Now, I don't want to sound like I'm the perfect father because I'm not, because what happened in that moment was I sat and realized I was pushing in a little harder and he kind of kept looking confused. Eventually, we came back around and I began to realize, hey, maybe I came on a little too strong. So I went in and I apologized and I said, hey, look, dad approached that probably in the wrong way. In the future, we do expect you. Your mom and I do expect you to respect when we contact you for you to respond. Let us know what's going on, not relying upon Life 360. So that is a responsibility that you have, but dad is responsible for how he delivered this. So when we go back to the definition of respect, one of the first things it says, it talked about our abilities. I've got a few questions I'm going to throw out to you. And I'm going to, in our next episode, I am going to talk and address some of these things when it comes to respect. But there are some very specific points that we're putting Google's definition of respect that I think it's going to be important for us to look at. The first one is abilities. Are you confident in what you have to offer and or what you can achieve? And I don't know what that answer is for you. And it depends on the circumstance, I would say for myself. But if I'm confident in who I am, if I'm confident in my abilities and what I can achieve, why does it matter if someone respects me or not? Again, my abilities. I know what I'm capable of and pretty good at knowing what my weaknesses are. But if I am confident in that, well, does it really matter if someone offers respect or not? Something to think about. The other thing it talked about was qualities. Do you know your value? That's a question that all of us probably struggle with, but we begin thinking about knowing if we have basic needs of being loved and safety, do you know your value? Do you know who you are? Or are you looking for others to define it? Because oftentimes when I hear disrespect or someone saying, hey, he disrespected me, it's typically probably more of an insight on that individual than it is the person that's disrespecting. There's a quote by a famous Christian artist called Lecrae. And Lecrae says, if we live by others' approval, we will die by their rejection. So that tells me that if someone is disrespecting you, likely it speaks more to their lack of knowing their own value than yours. And so if that's the case, why are we putting so much value on whether or not someone respects us or disrespects us? And then the last question or the last part of that definition talks about achievements. No one can take away your testimony or your experience. You know what you've been through. You know what you've accomplished. You know what you've done. So why do we give that value? Why do we give our achievements, our accomplishments over to someone else who likely might be displaying poor character? Now, we're going to dive in much deeper next time around what does that look like when it comes to interacting as parents or when it comes to relationships. But the core of it is what I have seen numerous times over and over, whether it's in the counseling room, talking with others, is when that phrase is they disrespected me or they're being disrespectful is put out there, typically I like to challenge it because it's really likely more going on in the individual than it is going on in the other person. So if you know who you are, what you're capable of, who really cares if someone disrespects you? Stay tuned for our time next week. I'm going to go into a lot more detail and want to talk more specifics about those, but I want to continue to raise the question for you. Is disrespect earned or is it given? Tune in next week for more of the discussion, some tips on what I've experienced personally and professionally when it comes to respect, about being the recipient of respect versus demanding respect and what the difference of those two might be. So if you would please subscribe to my YouTube channel, The Heart Work Podcast. Get on, subscribe, share it. You can share all of our information across you can share and follow us on all the social medias, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, all those things. Get it out there for other people and be tuned for conversations coming soon with my wife, my kids, and some other people. Thank you again for tuning in and listening to The Heart Work Podcast. I'm Michael Cox. I will see you next week. Boom, boom.